Well, good morning. It is May 20th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in Numbers 29. We're going to read Psalm 73, Isaiah chapter 21, and then 2 Peter chapter 2. So let's get into the word this morning. Numbers chapter 29 today. Numbers 29. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. And ye shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savour unto the Lord, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal for a bullock, and 2/10 deal for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs. And one kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, beside the burnt offering of the month and his meat offering and the daily burnt offering and his meat offering and their drink offerings, according unto their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall have on the 10th day of this seventh month a holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your souls, and ye shall not do any work therein. But ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year, and they shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal to a bullock, and 2/10 deal to one ram, a several tenth deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, one kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the sin offering of the atonement and the continual burnt offering and the meat offerings of it and their drink offering. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, and ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. And ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year, and they shall be without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deal unto every bullock of the 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals to each ram of the 2 rams, and a several tenth deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the second day, ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the ram, and for their lamb shall be according to their number after the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and the meat offering thereof and their drink offerings. And on the third day, 11 bullock, 2 ram, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offerings and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the fourth day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. And the sixth day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering and his drink offering. On the seventh day, 7 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering, their drink offering for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after their manner, and one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, the meat offering and his drink offering. On the eighth day, ye shall offer a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 1 bullock, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullock, for the ram, for the lamb shall be according to the number after the manner, and one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. And these things shall ye do unto the Lord in your set feasts, beside your vows and your free will offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your meat offerings, for the drink offerings and for your peace offerings. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. That was Numbers chapter 29. Let's move on over to Psalm 73 today. Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. And therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, and they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak lofty. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. And therefore his people return hither, and waters of full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is their knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastised every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of my children. And then when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went in unto the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. And how are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream, when one awakens, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. And thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. And so foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee, and thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish, and thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. That was Psalm 73. Let's move on over to our next reading. In Isaiah chapter 21, Isaiah 21 this morning. Isaiah 21. Isaiah 21, the burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared upon me. The treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Medea. All the sighing thereof have I made to cease, and therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken a hold of me, as pangs of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted. Fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned unto fear unto me. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. And he saw a chariot with a couple of a horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. And he hearkened diligently with much heed, and he cried, a lion! My Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. O my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and have declared unto you, the burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir. Watchman, what is the night? Watchman, what is the night? And the watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. And if you will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. And the burden upon Arabia, in the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim. And the inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty, and they prevented with the bread him that fled. For they fled from the sword, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of a hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fall, and the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar shall be diminished, for the Lord God of Israel hath spoken it. That was Isaiah chapter 21. Let's move on over to our final reading, 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be spoken evil of. And through covetousness shall they, with feigned words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them unto chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For the righteous man dwelleth among them, in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawless deeds. And the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanliness, and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord, but these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and hearts. They have exercised with covetousness and practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bazar, whose loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with the man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. And these are wells without water, clouds that are carried without a tempest, to whom the mist of the darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through men wantedness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. And while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of man, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is bought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they had known it, to turn from the holy commandment and delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. And that was our reading today for May 20th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. I know it's a little dark in here. Sorry about that. But nonetheless, it is the word of God. I hope that it was a blessing to you. But that said, make sure that you like this video, leave a reaction or leave a comment so that I can make sure to mark that off in my my little sheet over here, and I can get you guys credit for it. But that said, thank you guys for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Let's bow. Father in heaven, thank you so much. Indeed, Lord, help us to fight against sin. Lord, that last passage of 2 Peter is convicting. God, may we not be like the dog that returns to his vomit, Lord, or the sow, the pig, to the mud slop. God, I pray, God, that we would see the filthiness of sin, see the problem of it, and Lord, fight against it, Lord, with our whole hearts, Lord. And I don't know what sin that may be today for my brothers or sisters, but Lord, Lord, may we fight sin. May we live in the righteousness that Jesus has won for us, and God, not return to the filth, Lord, I pray. And Lord, so grant us that those victories today in the areas where we need victory. And Lord, I pray, God, you bring conviction in other ways. Lord, convict us, Lord, for not sharing the gospel. Lord, help us today, while it is today, to share Jesus with somebody. Lord, to just open our mouths and share Christ with somebody, God. Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member. Lord, maybe it's somebody, Lord, who knows your gospel, isn't walking with you. Lord, encourage them. Help us to encourage them today to get right, to get back to church, to get serving. Lord, whatever it takes today, use us today, Lord, for your glory's sake. Help us to apply the words of this book And so, Lord, starting with myself, but Lord, give us a good day today in you, and may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow morning, Lord willing. Bye now.